Milwaukee may be on the way to requiring people to wear masks in indoor public spaces, including bars and restaurants. However, early on Wednesday, Milwaukee also relaxed more COVID-19 restrictions on city businesses. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach explains.
A couple weeks ago, local restaurant chain owner Paul Bartolotta was telling a business webcast about talking by phone with a food supplier in Italy this spring.
And he walked out to the garden, one of my guys, and said, "What do you hear?" And I'm like, "Birds chirping?" He's like, "No, listen." And I said, "I hear sirens." He goes, "Yeah, dying or dead."
Bartolotta says a series of what he calls apocalyptic stories about European deaths from COVID-19 convinced him of the threat of the coronavirus. He says subsequent talks with U.S. physicians have him focused on a way to reduce the spread of COVID-19 here.
I listened to Dr. Raymond, I listened to Dr. Cassidy, I listened to the other physicians, and they say masks.
This week, Bartolotta Restaurants joined Fiserv Forum, Collectivo Coffee, Pabst Theater Group, in all, more than 70 Milwaukee businesses, in asking Mayor Tom Barrett and the Common Council to require that patrons and public workers in public spaces wear masks. Those spaces include stores, theaters, museums, and restaurants and bars while not consuming food and beverages. Barrett said yesterday that he and the city attorney and Milwaukee Health Department are looking closely at such a policy.
In particular for restaurants, retail establishments, and places where you cannot socially distance at the 6-foot area. So one of the concerns we have, of course, is making sure that whatever we do is going to meet the legal requirements for putting forth such an ordinance, which is the route that we're looking at right now.
Barrett says the city of Racine has tried to require the wearing of masks, but a judge hearing a business owner's lawsuit is so far blocking the requirement because it came from the Racine Health Department. Barrett says Milwaukee is not looking for an extended court case.
We have made a decision that we're going to do it through our normal legislative processes, which means there will be a hearing this Thursday before the Public Safety and Health Committee of the Common Council, where the chairwoman, Marina Dmitrievich, is working with us to fashion a policy that would go through the Common Council.
The full council could vote on the mask requirement next Tuesday. While Barrett hopes more masks will slow the spread of COVID-19 in Milwaukee, there's evidence the disease is still growing here and in much of the rest of Wisconsin. Statewide, about 600 new confirmed cases were reported yesterday, the second highest daily total since the pandemic began. Medical College of Wisconsin President and CEO Dr. John Raymond says he's worried about a rise in the percentage of people who test positive for COVID-19.
Recently, the trend for positive tests had been going downward, both in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee, although over the last week, we've seen an upward trend in the percentage of positive tests, and that's something important to note.
But early this morning, the city moved to the next level of relaxed health restrictions. Under so-called Phase 4, bars and restaurants will be allowed to open at 50% capacity instead of 25%. Summer camps and daycare facilities can also expand. Milwaukee Health Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik says the change is reasonable.
Knowing that Phase 4 doesn't mean that we're gangbusters and everything is just open, like Texas or some of these other areas that just threw anything out of the window. We're not doing that here.
Texas broke a new state record yesterday with nearly 7,000 new COVID-19 cases. Commissioner Kowalik says Milwaukee will step up its enforcement of local restrictions. She says her department has not been the mask police. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.